Update, brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Fast to my good evening, it's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 7th of March, 2024, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news on the Isle of Man. Background to that news and sport and business and Sea Watch and travel updates and the newsmakers in person. This evening, no national insurance cut here. Manx Care is urging take-up of the measles vaccine, coastal erosion at a metre per year, protecting our heritage buildings, and the Isle of Man Darts Festival gets underway tonight.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan Fletcher.
Fastamai. New rules which would offer anonymity to people accused of some sexual offences could be approved by Manx politicians this month. Tynwald will be asked to vote on new regulations which fall under the Sexual Offences and Obscene Publications Act 2021. It's thought the coast in some parts of the west of the island is eroding at a rate of up to a metre a year. Areas around Kirkmichael and Glenwillan have been of particular concern. Voting is currently underway in Ramsey for residents to elect a new commissioner. Joe Collister, Sandra Cottam-Shea, Pauline Johns-Garrett and Sarah Kennedy Hay are all hoping to take the available seat. Residents can vote at the town hall until 8pm tonight. Further afield, Sweden has officially become a member of NATO. It means that should the Nordic country ever be attacked, other members of the military alliance will be obliged to protect it. Red Bull F1 team boss Christian Horner has responded to accusations of inappropriate behaviour by saying the intrusion on his family is now enough. Earlier, a female colleague who made the claims was suspended, and last week an internal investigation cleared him of wrongdoing. And the UK Foreign Secretary is insisting peace can be achieved in Ukraine's war with Russia by delivering the munitions needed for Kyiv to win on the battlefield. Lord Cameron discussed the supply of medium and long-range missiles with his German counterpart. There your headlines, news at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Siobhan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there is a strong wind warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea slight to moderate. The boat's in early, by the way. Manxman docked about 10, 15 minutes ago. And the weather dry this evening. There may actually be some sunshine around late evening on a fresh easterly. Cloudy tonight. Possible showers coming in on a fresh to strong easterly and down to 4 degrees. For Gehenna, Friday, cloudy with bright spells on a strong easterly. Daylight maximum 9, down to 5 through the night. And for Jasan, cloudy, mostly dry on Saturday in a strong east-northeasterly, up to 10 Celsius. Sunset tonight in a little over half an hour's time at 8 minutes past 6. High tides 28 minutes to 10. Low tide 6 minutes before 4 a.m. Sunrise 11 minutes to 7 in the morning. High water 13 minutes to 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing are able to offer an emergency out-of-hours boarding up service. Call 491918.
We won't be seeing cuts to national insurance here after Treasury ruled out making changes following the UK's announcement. It's reducing the tax by 2p. It's a move that'll cost the government there £10 billion, but Dr. Alex Allenson, MHK, labelled the Chancellor of the Exchequer's spending plan an election budget. It does admit, though, that Tynwald needs to ensure the Isle of Man remains competitive, but wasn't sure about Jeremy Hunt's plans to go further.
But it's interesting to say that they wanted to get rid of the national insurance system completely. And, of course, we know that that funds pensions, and so it's unclear what they're going to try to replace it with and how we respond to that, because certainly Tynwald has been very clear that the National Insurance Fund, that long-term sustainability in terms of pensions and other benefits that people have built up over the years, really should be protected.
That talk then of abolishing NI, that's not something that's on the radar here?
Not at all. I mean, what we've talked about and what I set out in the budget is we are looking at the use of the National Insurance Fund, how big it needs to be. We will be coming back to Tynwald for a awful debate about the national insurance system, but the key to that is that long-term sustainability, certainty and stability of the National Insurance Fund to fund people's pensions. I mean, these people who've paid into this for their future, we need to make sure that we can actually honour those going forward. But we do also need to make sure that we remain competitive, both in terms of retaining people here, but also encouraging more people to come and join us.
Of course, the Manx budget was a couple of weeks ago. We know potentially there can be things in the UK budget that have an impact here. Why do we go first?
There are major differences in the process. So we give all Timwealth members the entire budget about a month beforehand. We try to do it even earlier. I think UK politicians only get it on the day, if that. So we try to inform Timwealth members. We try to make sure that they're part of the process far more. We have our budget in February, partly so that we can make sure that if the budget isn't passed by Timwealth, if they actually disagree with it, we can then go away and make sure that we've got an alternative to come forward. But it's also to give companies and employers that time, those 6 weeks, if they need to make any changes to the payroll, to bring that in, rather than last-minute changes that can really sometimes take people by surprise.
Manx Care's urging people to make sure they've had their measles vaccine. It says outbreaks in the UK continue to cause a concern. Here's Director for Nursing at Manx Care, Paul Moore.
Globally, activity around measles has been increasing since about 2022. During the COVID pandemic, the vaccine uptake rates fell right across the world. And in particular, the coverage for measles, mumps and rubella vaccine has fallen too. And in February 2022, the World Health Organization in Europe called for urgent action in all countries to catch up children and adults who missed their MMR vaccine doses in order to prevent a resurgence of measles. There are no cases of measles currently on the Isle of Man, but there is a risk. About 23% of the children under 5 on the Isle of Man are not yet vaccinated, and we're contacting those parents who've not had their children vaccinated, inviting them to take up the offer of a measles, mumps and rubella vaccine, as this is the best way to prevent getting the disease. We're also contacting those children and young people in the 5 to 25 age group who have also not had their vaccination. And just to reiterate, vaccination is the best form of defence against measles and is the single biggest, most important intervention to stop this disease from spreading if it were to arrive on the Isle of Man. I want to recognise that there are some people who are not persuaded by vaccinations and have concerns, and I think some of those concerns are legitimate. It's very important we don't dismiss that and we understand and work with people who are not sure about the efficacy or safety of vaccines. But we are making contact with those people that we know on our records haven't had the MMR vaccine, and we'll be inviting them to come forward to have that vaccine done again.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster Bites, 22 minutes before 6 this Thursday evening. Hundreds of darts players have descended on the island for the 2024 Isle of Man Darts Festival, which gets underway at the Villa Marina in Douglas at 8 o'clock tonight. It's in recent times. It's welcomed the likes of the current world darts sensation, Luke Littler, as chairman of England Darts, Tommy Thompson, explaining why the event is a popular one in the calendar year.
One of the main things is, especially for the people in the north of England, it's easy to get on the ferry when it sails in last year, as we all know. But it's their sort of holiday weekend out for darts. They enjoy going back, meeting up with each other on a yearly basis. So that's the attraction, really. And not only that, I think with the help of the Isle of Man government, well, big help from the Isle of Man government and the tourism board, we've been able to increase the prize money this year by a further £2,500, which is always welcome. But it's an iconic event, and like you say, it's been going on now, I'm not sure, it's 37, 38 years. There's not many tournaments that you can look back historically that are remaining in the calendar at the present time. We feel that we want to try as long as we can with the government to support the local community up there and get as many people over to the Isle of Man. And they all enjoy it. They all enjoy just not the dance festival, but they all enjoy the pubs and the clubs and everything else. They make a weekend out of it. The sensation of darts is Luke Littler at the moment, and most of you people now will see Luke. But Luke's been coming to the Isle of Man since he was 11 years old. He isn't an overnight success for him, but we with a lot of other people, have helped develop his transition into being such a top player now. And we do facilitate this pyramid of excellence that's open to everybody. And not everybody moves up the ladder and looks very unique, but it does give people the opportunity.
A Peel man who sexually assaulted a sleeping woman has had an appeal to reduce his sentence rejected. This report from Tessa Hawley contains information you may find distressing.
Paul McCormack of Castle Street was jailed in December last year after admitting two offences of indecent assault. He struck in the early hours of the 6th of December 2020 when the woman had passed out after a night out. She'd woken to find McCormack violating her and taking photos or videos at the same time. However, the 47-year-old argued that the 30-month custodial sentence he received was manifestly excessive and took his case to the High Court of Justice of the Isle of Man to appeal. McCormack's advocate told Judge of Appeal Cross KC and Acting Deemster Kane that the two offences should have been treated as one continuing offence. This, the advocate said, meant the sentence imposed on McCormack should have been 2 years or less, which would have allowed the Deemster to impose a suspended sentence supervision order. Judge of Appeal Cross KC and Acting Deemster Kane did criticise the construction of McCormack's sentence as a cause for complaint, saying they did not agree that it was necessary in this case to impose consecutive sentences. However, they said they did agree that the Deemster was correctly trying to impose a sentence which reflected the gravity of the offending. Describing the victim as particularly vulnerable, they determined that the ultimate sentence imposed on McCormack was not manifestly excessive, telling McCormack that the situation was made worse by the fact he filmed his criminal behaviour. They added, imprisonment of some length was inevitable. No question of a suspended sentence could ever arise in these circumstances.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motor vessel Manxman left Heysham at 27 minutes past one, so safely into Douglas about half an hour ago. On the link span now, departing at 7:45 for Heysham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight departure at 1:50, 10 to 2 a.m., arriving at 25 to 6 tomorrow morning. And the morning departure from Douglas, 8:45. Manxman heads to Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
More than 3,000 procedures have taken place as part of a drive to cut waiting lists for patients on the Isle of Man. Cataract procedures, hip surgeries and hernia operations, all part of the £18.3 million restoration and recovery project, which has seen a UK provider brought in to tackle the backlog of appointments. Here's Manx Care's Director of Health Services, Oliver Radford.
A pretty huge dent out of our waiting list, which I'm very pleased to say that in those services that have had R&R completed some time ago, so particularly cataracts, we are managing to maintain that waiting list, so we're not seeing it go down and then go back up again, and that's thanks to the particularly the productivity that that we've managed to achieve through adopting the synaptic methodology for running cataract lists, so primarily increasing from 4 on a session to 9 on a session. In terms of next stages, so we're really glad to have now submitted what we hope is the final version of the next phase of recovery and restoration, which is restoration and recovery phase 3, which predominantly looks at us recovering our outpatient waiting list, which is just as a summary, includes 10,800 first outpatient appointments, so those are patients who are waiting for to be seen by a specialist for the first time, and then just over 30,000 follow-up appointments, so covering those appointments that actually, you know, are subsequent to the first outpatient appointment, along with the resultant surgical procedures or scans. We're hoping to deliver that across an 18-month period, but obviously it needs the business case needs to go through the various levels of approval within the government before we can initiate that. But we are hopeful that we are able to finish the job on R&R.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
It's 5:45 in corporate news. Gambling firm owner Entain, they own Ladbrokes and many others. Entain tumbled as it said full year results were in line with expectations, with underlying earnings hitting the £1 billion mark and record high online customers, but warned of the significant impact from regulatory changes which will dampen profits this year. For a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookhall.com. Yes, even the Germans are in trouble. There's travel chaos in Germany as a fresh round of nationwide strikes is set to disrupt air travel and train travel today and tomorrow, affecting millions of people. The latest walkout of long-distance train workers who are demanding better pay and a drop in working hours coincides with an ongoing strike by Lufthansa ground staff who want more money. The Lufthansa strike started yesterday and lasts until Saturday, expected to hit virtually all airports in Germany. Lufthansa passengers have been complaining about difficulties when trying to change their bookings. The latest walkouts have been embarrassing for the Germans as they've affected the world's largest tourist fair, ITB, in Berlin, which ends tomorrow. In other parts of the country, local bus and tram drivers have also been striking this week. The winter strike wave is estimated to have cost the German economy hundreds of millions of euros, and the country's unions have seen a rise in new members demanding better working conditions amid inflation and staff shortages.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European markets moved higher as US stocks rose, oil ticked higher and gold rallied. The numbers from Ramsey Crookhall, the close in London, the FTSE 100, up 0.2%, 7,692. The DAX in Frankfurt, up 0.7% at the close, 17,842. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.33%, 38,788. The Nasdaq Tech Stocks Index is up 1.25% at 16,235. And the S&P 500 up 0.9% at 5,149. But the day rolls on across the Atlantic. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1 27.9 cents, €1 16.9 cents, and 23 South African rand 91.2 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.4%, $2,156 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 0.25% at $82.86.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsey Crookhall later?
No, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
3:15.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsey Crookhall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookhall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
It's thought the coast in some parts around the west of the Isle of Man's eroding at up to a metre a year. Areas around Kirkmichael and Glenwillan have been of particular concern. Aaron Michael, MHK's Tim Johnston and Alfred Cannon are now calling for action to be taken.
Clearly anybody who goes down there can see that, you know, it is eroding at a fair rate. So there's a science of understanding that and what's happening. But then, of course, next stage is, well, what can we do about it? And something, you know, does have to be done about it at some point. Clearly, if you're living down there, this is a real concern. So we can look at the geography of it, but at some point, we have to start talking about what we're going to do, because people living down there, people with mortgages, people on insurance, they need some certainty. There's a group of people living in Kirkmichael who are overlooking this coastline and are very concerned about the future. And we get a storm and we see another chunk fall into the sea, and I wanted to see something done about it. Now, obviously, we're talking about huge cost, but we have to start planning for that. So we need to understand that policy, and we want to see what plans are going to come forward from Kirkmichael. I think it would be, to me, you know, incredibly concerning situation if we were sort of stick the white flag up and say we're going to abandon a community to the sea when there are potentially practical things we can do to stop it happening.
People will argue about this till the cows come home, but you could fairly say, I think, that there's a meter metre a year disappearing off that coastline, and it continues to shift in various forms each winter particularly. I think the government's delay around this has gone on for some considerable time. I think arguably if they'd acted when they put those initial boulders on down at the bottom of Glenwillan, where you can see how effective they've been in particularly in protecting the area where they've been placed, but of course the damage they then cause where they haven't. It's one of those things where really we need to make a decision, and yes, the data is important. We've got to carry on ensuring that we've got the right data, but also, you know, there needs to be some conclusion brought to this in the next few years.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates. Manx Radio Sport.
Pastor Mai, Rob Pritchard.
Pastor Mai, good evening. Firstly, tonight, a scholarship programme which offers support to high-performance athletes could become available to Isle of Man competitors. Sport England is extending its Talented Athletes Scholarship Scheme initiative to the island, following previous talks with Isle of Man Sport and the Department of Education, Sport and Culture. Manx secondary schools, along with University College Isle of Man, are already being supported to gain TASS accreditation. The process is being overseen by newly appointed coordinator Nikki Arthur, and is being fully funded by Isle of Man Sport. Furthermore, Arthur is also overseeing a pilot performance development programme, which is aiding 33 aspiring athletes with mentoring, facility access and performance services around their studies. It's hoped all secondary schools and UCM will have gained TASS accreditation by September this year. Elsewhere now in cycling, and a steady day again for Mark Cavendish and Astana, Kazakhstan on day four of the Tirreno Adriatico on the Men's World Tour. Cavendish's teammate Simone Velasco had another positive outing, finishing in 12th after managing a top 10 spot in yesterday's Stage 3. As of this latest phase, Cavendish and Astana sit 16th in the UCI standings for the event so far out of 25 outfits. Another mountainous stage is expected tomorrow with 146 kilometres to navigate, starting in Torricella Sicura and ending in Valle Castellana. And finally, Isle of Man pro cyclist Matthew Bostock has received recognition for his efforts for the Isle of Man at the 2022 Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. Bostock has recently been presented with the Spirit of the Games Award accolade, which is awarded to an island athlete or official that best epitomises determination and true Manx spirit. The award itself was provided to Team Isle of Man by the parents of Lainey Cool, Isle of Man's chef de mission for the 2018 Games in the Gold Coast, who died in 2019. During the 2022 Games, Bostock was involved in a heavy crash whilst contesting the 15-kilometre scratch race in London before recovering to start the men's road race several days later.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 528 Loganair from Liverpool returning patient transfer plane is showing on time. At the 8 o'clock, inbound Loganair from London City on time. Outbound 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool, and that's the airport. On the roads, temporary lights on the Lazare Road near Sulby at Kerrimore for working on the pavement. Temporary lights on the Ballymona Road between the Cronk and Sandygate for water main lane. The Key and Drogheda Road in Andrews is closed in phases for water main work. And south of Kirkmichael on the Ballylie Road, there are closures there for water main work. In Douglas, Hillside Avenue is closed through to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. Section of Switzerland Road's closed till November for construction work. You've got temporary lights at the bottom of Summer Hill for gas repairs, and temporary lights on Brighton Terrace at the Mount Bradford Junction for gas main replacement. In Ballasalla, temporary lights on the main road between the Whitestone and Clack Vane for emergency road repairs. Face closures on the Starvey Road for water main work. In Foxdale, part of the Loobs Road closed between Erie Dam and Kionsloo Hill for patching work. The bottom end of Mount Gorn Road, Gansey, is closed for patching. And in Ramsey, Parliament Street's closed from Court Road to the end of Bourne Place, repairing the speed ramps. And face closures on the Ballakill Ferrick Road in Colby for water main work.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300.
And the matrix signs are clear tonight. Do you know which buildings and structures on the island are protected? In the last week, two landmarks have been given protection orders: Ramsey Swing Bridge and Laxey Glen Flour Mills. Local historian Charles Gard believes more should be added.
This has been going on for many years. We've been asking for it, I'm delighted to hear that the mills and the swing bridge have been offered the protection. But there's places like the nunnery. Bizarrely, this is one of the great historic estates on the island. That is not registered. Balladool House, which was built in 1714, that's not protected in any way. And I've been going on for years about the amazing radar bunkers north of Bride. That whole landscape is not protected. And I know it's a matter of time and expertise and staff and so on, but there certainly hasn't been a great willingness in the past to speed this up.
It does seem that the island is remiss in regarding its treasures.
I recently been going around some of our great heritage sites, like the Civil War fort up north of Cache de Linard. It astonishes me that none of these sites have any interpretative signage at all. If you go to Northern Ireland or other places in the UK, the historic sites like this have always got an interpretation board or an artist's representation. It's not just for the visitors, it's for the locals as well, but we just don't do that, and I think that's an opportunity that's missed.
Quite a few people listening to this will be surprised to know that Laxey Mills or the Swing Bridge in Ramsey didn't already have protected status.
But again, you've got to have expert staff to do it. There's already complaints about the number of civil servants that have been taken on in recent years. So it's just, unfortunately, in a long line of things to do.
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, the archive room with Judith Lay, and greatest hits at 6:30 with Chris Kinley, and the Ramsey by-election results tonight from 9 o'clock. That's it. Back tomorrow at 5:30 with another update. WINT.